This is a sermon given at St. David's Episcopal Church in Austin, Texas. Visit our website at saintdave.org.
Well, good morning. We shift this morning from the miracles and the desperate faith of the hemorrhaging woman and Jairus and his daughter to the disbelief and the doubt of Jesus' hometown. A shift from miraculous healing and trust to questioning and defense. Those from Jesus' hometown have known him since he was an infant, and they obviously feel that this gives them an advantage when it comes to knowing and understanding who Jesus is and what he's capable of doing. And so they make assumptions and cast aspersions. But all it underscores for us is that in the Gospel of Mark, it's frequently those who are closest to Jesus and who seem to have the advantages of knowledge, proximity, and power that all too often entirely miss the point. Understanding and recognition come from the periphery and from unexpected places. I also hear in the lesson this morning a word of warning for those of us who find ourselves in God's house. After all, here we are, the body of Christ, worshiping in God's house and hearing a story of how Jesus' hometown misunderstood who Jesus was and that Jesus could do no deeds of power there. I think it might make us ask ourselves, what are we blind to? What are we unable to realize? What do we misunderstand about the very nature of God? What are the things that are all around us, yet just out of our sight or recognition? We might also ask ourselves, when are we failing to see and to recognize the deeds and the power of God in our midst? Who will see Jesus? Who will recognize God's presence? And who won't? All questions that we have to grapple with. And I think the Gospels show us that the answer will often be shocking. It isn't always those that we would expect, and quite frankly, it's often those that we would least expect. It seems that no group has the unique privilege when it comes to recognizing and understanding Jesus. After all, the disciples made mistakes. The religious leaders and authorities misunderstood. And Jesus' own hometown was appalled. So what do we do? How do we open ourselves and respond and shed our false assumptions and expectations? I think we can start by looking at the second half of the gospel lesson this morning. Be reminded that after Jesus' icy reception in his hometown, he still makes the decision to send the disciples out into the world in groups of two. He tells them not to take food or money or extra clothing with them as they leave. They were to be utterly dependent on each other and on those they encounter along the way, moving through the world as guests, relying on the kindness and the hospitality of strangers, sent out into a world that all too often was hostile and unwelcoming to Jesus' teachings. And yet they go out into the world with nothing but a staff, and they cast out demons and healed the sick and perform miraculous deeds. Perhaps the difference lies in our approach to the world. Do we live as someone who is home, someone who knows the nature of those around us and who has the answers? Do we make assumptions and judge based on these expectations? Are we an insider? Or do we approach the world as a guest, as someone who's dependent on those around us for support and assistance? Do we enter other cultures and houses seeking acceptance and hospitality? Do we seek to encounter others and to understand them? Or do we stay in our safe places, shielded by our assumptions and our perceived knowledge of those around us? I think so much of the pain that we feel in the world today comes from this dynamic. The last several years have created broad and seismic divisions between us. We've separated into camps and feel like we know and we understand ourselves and the other side. And a great wall of fear has been built between us so that we can no longer encounter the other without seeing our divisions and our anxiety and our assumptions. I think on some level, we're all blind. We're all offended, and we're all unable to see. We can be blinded by rage or fear or bias, but regardless, we don't see ourselves or each other or God as we should. And we miss the love and the healing and the presence of God that's all around us. And I don't have an easy answer or solution to this problem. I wish that I did. I struggle as much as anyone in this current environment. But perhaps the answer lies in the gospel lesson and in the reminder that we aren't meant to be God's family so much as we are meant to be those who are sent. It isn't about having knowledge or confidence in our position. It's about an encounter between a traveler and a host, a guest, and one who welcomes and entertains. A vulnerable and an honest interaction based on acceptance and welcome and a shared dependence. I think what we seek isn't found in isolation or in division, even though the world tends to drive us apart. What we all need is more life-changing encounters with Jesus and with each other, an orientation to the world that is based on interdependence and on vulnerability. When Jesus was confronted by doubt and questions, he didn't seek shelter. He didn't cluster into like-minded groups. Instead, he sent those with him out into the world. Love and healing and the presence of God are found in these interactions and in hospitality and in shared meals and shared experiences. I think, too, perhaps we cannot live up to our full potential as one of God's beloved if we don't leave our safe spaces and venture into new and unknown areas where we can be fully seen and acknowledged. We're called not to lose help, but to keep going out and encountering God and each other in the world. Amen.
You can find more lectures and sermons on iTunes by searching for St. David's Episcopal Church in Austin, Texas, or visit our website at saintdave.org and click on the podcast button.